Bada bing, bada boom, you're in my house. Rosie on the house. We're just in the past hour, we helped patch cracks in the stucco in Sierra Vista. We helped soundproofing a bedroom window along Bell Road. We've talked water softeners. We've done a little marriage counseling over a water heater in a home in Nebraska. Where else could you get all that other than right here at Rosie on the House, where we invite you to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock with whatever project you're trying to tackle. Because in the 9 o'clock hour, like you can see from the topics we've covered, we go completely wide open. Whatever it is you're trying to get done, we like to talk about it. And if you're thinking about remodeling, I can only tell you right now, you're not alone. Y'all may remember how busy the construction trades got back in 05, 06, 07. Let me give you a frame of reference, okay? In 06, there were over 50,000 building permits pulled. 50,000. When we hit the bottom in 09, that number was well under 10,000. So almost a 90% drop in permits, okay? Now we're back to about 30,000, but we're doing it with a much smaller labor force. Those that study these things tell us that we're doing it with about 30% less available labor. They've moved on to other careers. And so this fits in well with a report that's published every year called Cost Versus Value. A magazine, national magazine publication, reaches out to appraisers and realtors all across the country. And they do regionalized analysis of how much different remodeling projects will cost you based on the average. And then they project against that in light of how much you've spent, what could you expect to get back if you then put the house up for sale in the next 12 months? So what is your return on investment for each of these different particular projects? And because of the labor shortage, projects that were projected to cost about $85,000 just 2 years ago in 2016, the project that would cost $85,000 has gone up to $100,000. That's in 2 years. Not in appraisal value. That isn't how much you're going to get back out of the project. That's how much more it's going to cost you. And a big part of that is because of the wage pressure we're seeing for those men and women in the field that are actually working with their hands and getting the job done. I actually have the privilege of speaking at a vocational class at Marcus Deniza High School this coming week and talk to kids about what a career in the trades really looks like. And it isn't anything for you to graduate high school and go into a internship or an apprenticeship. And by the time those of your friends that want to go to college go to college and they graduate college, maybe with $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 worth of debt, at the same point, you, if you like working with your hands, if you like being outside, if you like meeting a lot of people, if you like controlling a team of people to get a common goal done, if that's your passion, in that same 3 or 4 years, you could be earning a total compensation package of very, very close to six figures right here working in the great state of Arizona. So I'm really looking forward to talking. I'm talking to 2 hours of classes at Marcus Deniza this coming weekend, and I'm going to enjoy that because I can remember when I was in vocational training at Scottsdale High School, 1972. We were learning how to lay block and pull Romex and set junction boxes and patch drywall. And that was my class. Because I wasn't too good at English. Matter of fact, I was horrible at English.
All right, 10 o'clock hour coming up if you want to talk pests. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text is 411-923. Or info at rosieonthehouse.com for email.